Thank you, Val. And now back to the news.
He was admired in and out of the ring, heralded as one of the world's greatest sporting figures, and respected for his outspoken political activism. Tributes from around the world have been paid to three-time world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali, who has died aged 74. Some in Norwich may remember the star's visit to the city almost 45 years ago, while on the last leg of a promotional tour for Ovaltine Drinks. But while Ali attracted big crowds for his October 19, 1971 visit, he said the Norwich public were the most civilised he had met on his autumn tour. "Most places have mobbed us, pushed the policemen over, and become uncontrollable. Here I haven't been shoved around. That shows you how civilised the people are," he explained. After an hour at the T.W. Downs supermarket on St. Stephen's, where he signed tins of Ovaltine for his admirers, he was whisked away to a press conference at the Castle Hotel, where he answered a barrage of questions, many about his hopes of a rematch with fellow American heavyweight Joe Frazier. Perhaps most memorable are his clashes with George Foreman in the so-called Rumble in the Jungle and the Thriller in Manila against Frazier. He was also known for his role in the civil rights movement. His funeral will be in his home city of Louisville, Kentucky, where ex-President Bill Clinton will deliver a eulogy.
Frustration is growing in the search for a 22-year-old backpacker who's missing in Vietnam, as his family's hope for military intervention are dashed. It is a week since Norwich-born Aidan Webb was last heard from after he fell, injured himself and dropped his flashlight while climbing Fanispan Mountain, the country's highest, alone. While about 200 police, locals and forestry workers have combed the area to no avail, to the family's frustration, specialist rescuers and a helicopter are yet to be scrambled. His father, Trevor Webb, and Uncle Michael are on the ground in Vietnam and hope the Vietnamese military would bolster the operation. Aunt Lisa Shaw said, "It is difficult, with internet problems and the time difference, to have a clear picture of everything that is going on, but there will not be military involvement. It's very difficult to understand. At home, if a dog goes over a cliff, we would consider sending a helicopter out, but that's just not happening here." Searchers have been working on a theory that the experienced climber may have fallen down a ravine or been incapacitated in a steep-sided valley. The 22-year-old, who lost contact with his girlfriend, Bluebell Borvon, who is in Vietnam, in the early hours of Saturday, after texting her his location and describing injuries to his arm and leg. Mrs. Shaw said the family has had offers of help from locals with drones and high-quality cameras to explore areas inaccessible by foot. But now they have to apply for permission to use these tools. "It's just how slow everything is, which is so frustrating," she said. Almost £6,000 has now been raised to fund the search, while authorities in Vietnam have announced a $2,200 reward for anyone who finds Mr. Webb.
Police leading the murder investigation launched after the disappearance of Waybred couple Peter and Sylvia Stewart remain hopeful that she will be found alive, despite hopes for her safety reducing with the passage of time. At a press conference, Detective Chief Superintendent Simon Parks, who is leading the investigation at Suffolk Constabulary, said that finding Mrs. Stewart was their top priority. "We need to understand where Sylvia may be," he said. "Anyone that's got any information, we ask them to contact us in the glimmer of hope that she remains alive." A post-mortem examination of a body found just 50 feet from the couple's family home in Mill Lane has confirmed the man died as a result of multiple stab wounds. The body has now been formally identified as Mr. Stewart. The couple were reported as missing on June the 3rd, having not been seen since a family gathering at their home with their daughter, son-in-law and granddaughter last Saturday, May the 28th. A 61-year-old man from Leicester, reported to be the Stewart's son-in-law, Steve Paxman, remained in custody in connection with the death of Mr. Stewart and the disappearance of Mrs. Stewart. Yesterday, officers were granted additional time to question him. Police have also made appeals to trace Ali Kazimaj, a 42-year-old man who has been living in the Thurrock area of Essex. Work carried out yesterday identified him as being a key person who officers need to speak to in connection with the inquiry. Mr. Kazimaj is described as white, around 5'6" tall, with brown eyes and dark brown greying hair. He is believed to be from the former Yugoslavia and was last seen on June the 3rd in the Thurrock area of Essex.
From Coldplay to Mozart and Pink Floyd to Phil Collins, an innovative Norwich project is using music appreciation to help people with complex mental health problems. Each week, members of the Culture Quest Music Appreciation Group head to Norwich Arts Centre to share a song or track. Organised by the charity, the Restoration Trust, and run in partnership with Julian Support, the idea is that listening and talking about music can reconnect people whose mental health problems might have left them isolated. The project has been so successful, it even led to one member gaining the confidence to attend their first live gig in more than 30 years. David Pullen, a musician and mental health professional who runs the sessions, said, "We are now on our 14th or 15th session, and it is working really well. We have between 5 to 10 people who come along, and they seem to really enjoy it. Some of the people are quite isolated, so it's a good way to get them out into the city and meeting people. It's about the music, but it's also about the social element."
Concerts started in Bandstand at Eaton Park this month. The Sunday concert series, organised by Brian Dermott with backing from Norwich City Council, starts on June the 12th with the Helsdon and Sprowston Band, followed by the Causton Brass Band on July the 3rd. There are also concerts on July the 31st with the Tavern Band and on August the 21st with the Pavilion Brass Quintet. Concerts are from 3 to 5.
Police have launched a summer crackdown on the drink drivers who put people's lives at risk. Officers in Norfolk and Suffolk will be carrying out extra patrols as part of a month-long campaign throughout June. They will breathalyse any driver who's stopped due to concerns over the manner of their driving, a vehicle defective, or anyone involved in a collision. This year's campaign coincides with the European Championships 2016, and football fans are urged not to risk drink driving if heading out to watch matches. Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green said, "Too many people have lost their lives through reckless actions or thoughtless individuals. It is just not worth the risk and should not be tolerated by the community."
Recruitment will start within weeks for Street Champions to help combat fly tipping and encourage communities across Norwich to take more pride in where they live. The team of volunteers are being sought as Norwich City Council faces a drop of about £10 million in how much money it has to deliver services over the next 4 years because of government cuts. Council leaders say that means they need to rethink how services are provided. The aim is to move away from the council directly delivering so many services and making communities more self-sufficient, which is where the Street Champions and Recycling Champions come in. The idea is that they will organise or enable community activities in their streets or neighbourhood. At first, the council is to test the idea with champions focusing on areas with fly tipping and litter problems, with volunteers helping to clear up the mess. And the format will also be tested with recycling champions, who will encourage their neighbours to make sure they make use of their recycling bins and food caddies.
A Norwich Museum volunteer has received a nomination in awards celebrating the contribution of those who give up their time for free. The second Share Volunteer Awards for Museums in the East has received 69 nominations from 46 different museums. Among those is Catherine Morey, who volunteers with Norwich Castle Museum and Arts Gallery. She received a nomination in the category of Learning Volunteer for her work with the learning team last year. Jenny Williams, formal learning officer at the museum, said, "Catherine is a remarkable person whose love of history, learning and children shines out to us all. She works diligently and tirelessly, is completely reliable, dependable and can be completely trusted to undertake any role given to the highest standard. She will always turn her hand to anything that needs doing. She is in every sense a treasure." The winner will be announced at a celebration and awards evening at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge.
It's central to the heritage of Norwich and has been a celebrated piece of history for hundreds of years. For the first time this summer, the story of Kett's Rebellion will be united with the Lord Mayor's procession as Norwich amateur dramatic group, The Common Lot, brings the tale of insurrection back to the city streets. The group will join dozens of floats winding through Norwich on Saturday, July the 2nd, in full attire as they tour a new performance of the famous rebellion around the county. 1549, the story of Kett's Rebellion, will feature more than 30 cast members reenacting the uprising. The rebellion during the reign of Edward VI was largely in response to the enclosure of land. It began at Wyndham on July the 8th, 1549, with rebels destroying fences put up by wealthy landowners. One of their targets was farmer Robert Kett, who, instead of resisting them, offered to lead them. Kett and some 16,000 followers set up camp on Mousehold Heath and went on to storm Norwich. The rebellion ended on August the 27th when the rebels were defeated. Kett was tried for treason and hanged from the walls of Norwich Castle on December the 7th. The project is a collaboration between the Common Lot and Mind the Gap, who are writing and performing the music for the show. The style of the piece is panto-documentary, telling the true history, but in a panto style, added Mr. Floyd. This is the first time the Common Lot have been involved, and we're going to be walking in costume, interacting with the crowd, and singing the songs from the show. On July the 9th, the group will be lighting a beacon on Kett's Heights in memory of the men and women who suffered during the period.
BHS stores across the region will begin closing down sales after administrators announced they could not find a buyer for the 88-year-old chain. The closure is likely to mean the loss of up to 11,000 jobs, including at shops in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft, though efforts to sell the stores will continue. Interest has already been shown by other retailers keen to take over the Norwich premise on St. Stephen's. Administrators Duff and Phelps said, "The British High Street is changing, and in these turbulent times for retailers, BHS has fallen as another victim of the seismic shifts we are seeing." They praised the tireless work and goodwill of staff, but said it had not been enough to save the company. The Department of Work and Pensions said it was working with Norfolk County Council on a support programme for affected staff.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365, and we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember, also included this week is your EDP Norfolk Memory Stick.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Poulton, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from
Pauline Goldsworthy
and George MacPierce.